This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
All right. Debates, they matter, don't they? Absolutely, they do. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Pleasure to welcome back to the program. Hogan Gidley is the press secretary for President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Hogan, great to have you back in Philadelphia. How have you been?
I'm great. Did you just use Mississippi Queen as bump music for me?
I had nothing to do with that selection, just so you know. That was my producer, and he will be summarily fired after the show.
No, don't you sweat. That's amazing. I love that
song. You liked
song.
It. Well, he's getting a raise.
I went to Ole Miss, so you know I got the Mississippi connection. Also, I love the song. And I tell you, yesterday I had a radio show where they introduced me with the song from The Fall Guy. The intro to the sitcom with, or the, not sitcom, but whatever it was, with Lee Majors. I mean, you guys have the best bump music. You're up in your game there. I appreciate that.
Look at that. Hey, Bill, good job. You're getting a raise. We'll talk after the show. Nice work.
You went from fired to getting a raise. You're welcome, Bill.
Right.
Anything else I can do for your career today?
Yeah, Hogan, while you're here, now, listen, you've called for more debates. I'm glad the president's doing that because I think it's incredibly important to see people on the stage. And where we are in Pennsylvania, we're going to start early voting in just a few weeks. So, yeah. You know, we got to do this here. People need to see their candidates on the stage, mano a mano.
Absolutely. And just think of it like this. By the time the first debate happens on September 29th, 16 states will have already started voting. That means 8 million people could potentially cast ballots before they see the two men on a debate stage. And if you look at 2016, 41% of Americans voted early, before the actual election day. But that wasn't a pandemic. So we expect an exorbitant amount of people to vote before the actual election day, a vast majority, quite frankly, of the American people. And it's a disservice to the people out there who want to hear from these candidates. And now there's no conventional campaign structure, meaning you're not out campaigning every day on the stump, on the road, and facing tough questions from the media and from concerned American citizens. Joe Biden's just down in his hidey hole. He won't come out and have a conversation with anybody about anything. He'll say a few weird things about Arizona being a great city, or, you know, some crazy thing about somebody rubbing his leg hair or something like that every once in a while, or defund the police, whatever he's saying.
Or asking somebody if they're a junkie. You know, I mean, just that kind of stuff you throw out there.
Calling a reporter a cocaine junkie. Other than that, I mean, you know, he seems to be pretty good on the campaign stump. So if they can't get out there and see that, the very least the American people deserve is to have these two men debate before the ballots get to their front door.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen, you're right. I mean, the president is dealing all day long with the pandemic, and he sits down, he gets grilled by the press, he does his daily press conferences. The media will pick apart one word he gets wrong, and they'll spend all day on that. They give Joe Biden, they cover for Joe Biden. They tried to say that the other day, yesterday when he was talking to this guy, I didn't actually accuse him of being a cocaine junkie. He was trying to bring up a hypothetical drug test. Why not just do a hypothetical drug test? Like, come on, you know?
Sure, right, exactly. Give me a break. Everyone knows the media. Look, if there's one thing you can say about the media, they protect their own. And Joe Biden is one of their own, and they want to make sure they protect him and prop him up as best as possible, a la, you know, Weekend at Bernie's. And it seems to be interesting that so often what you've seen is a desire and wish from the media to suppress debate and stifle conversation because they know Joe Biden is not good when he gets out in front of the American people unscripted. He ain't great when he's scripted, for that matter. But they know when the president speaks, his message resonates. He's going to win because it's uplifting. It's unifying. It's patriotic. And Joe Biden has a blame America first mentality. He has an idea that being an empty vessel is okay as long as he can be filled with all the radical agenda items of the socialist left. And so now he's just a puppet for all of the Bernie Sanders and the Elizabeth Warrens and the Rashida Tlaibs. I mean,
well, you know, on that point, that you make, Hogan, which is a great point. I mean, you and I've worked in politics a long time. With this point in the campaign, if you're not moderating, if you're not trying to win over moderate voters, if you're still pandering to your base, that means you got a real problem. You got a turnout problem. I also saw that the Trump campaign has knocked on over 1 million doors. Biden campaign has knocked on zero. You know, I mean, it's so effective, the door-to-door voter contact. That campaign hasn't knocked on a single door yet. I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's true. And this ground operation, this campaign has developed was outstanding. When I left the White House and came over here and started kind of taking inventory of what was going on as I prepared for, you know, getting on radio shows like your own, I realized this is outstanding. I mean, this is the envy of the political world. The fundraising apparatus we have outraising Joe Biden as well in the last month. They kind of touted their numbers, and we whipped them pretty good on the money totals. And then the digital effort we have, you talked about the enthusiasm. My goodness, we have 1.1 billion views across our social media platforms, and the president himself is in and out, you know, a handful of times has been on our social media platforms. Joe Biden's on all of the time campaigning direct to camera with guests, without guests. He's getting like 19 views, and I'm pretty certain 17 of those are just members of the media looking to donate, and the other two are staffers that have to be there. So yeah. It's very clear the enthusiasm, the excitement is on the side of the president, pointing out the fact that they'll crawl across broken glass to vote for Donald Trump. They won't even click on a link to watch Joe Biden. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, exactly. Hogan Gidley is the national press secretary for President Trump's reelection campaign. It's great to have him back on the show. Yeah, man, I mean, what you just said is exactly right. It is that enthusiasm and that base, and the president has never lost his base. And it's obvious Joe Biden doesn't have one, which is why he's pandering so hard to Bernie Sanders and these other people who are going to scare the hell out of moderate suburban voters. So I just think their campaign's in way worse trouble than people realize, because they still cannot guarantee that all those progressives who were angry that Bernie did not become the nominee are actually going to turn out and vote for him in November. I mean, Hogan, I still think, you know, there's a lot of them that are going to sit this one out and try to teach the DNC a lesson, or sit this one out and try to hope for 2024 versus having him in there for 8 years.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I always talk about elections being about choices. And you know, because you've done this for a long time, so many politicians talk about what they would do in the abstract. Like, I would like to do this for you. I promise I'm going to do that for you. You don't have to guess with Joe Biden what the economy looked like. He had it for 8 years. Depressed wages, 60,000 manufacturing plants closed, 3.5 million jobs left. American workers went straight to China because of his decisions to kowtow to the communist regime. 850,000 jobs gone because of his horrible NAFTA deal. And when you take a look at Joe Biden's 50-year fail record as an elected official versus 3 years of record-setting success and record time with Donald Trump, more jobs than we had people to fill them, tax cuts, deregulation, manufacturing, 500,000 manufacturing jobs coming back into this country under this president. I mean, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, all those states that people talk about, I mean, President Trump got the steel industry up and moving again, got the manufacturing sector up and moving again, did so much for our farmers and our ranchers. Joe Biden, on the other hand, his record is really clear. they're still talking about the same nonsense they were talking about 50 years ago when he was first elected, showing he's completely ineffective, or that the quote-unquote solutions he pledged that he had come up with at the time weren't solutions at all. Donald Trump fixed all of that. So a vote for Donald Trump is a vote to continue on this record-setting economic success, on the prosperity, the toughness and strength and compassion we emote across the world, but also leadership through a virus that was unprecedented and unforeseen coming from China. I mean, the way this president moved early on with bold, decisive action, and the left called him xenophobic and racist for trying to protect American citizens. And now Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and Dr. Hahn and Dr. Redfield have all come out and said the moves he made early on saved lives. That's the tough decisions this man has had to make versus the failures of the Joe Biden regime in the White House.
Well, that's why we got to have these debates, so that all these issues can be aired out on the stage, and the president can level Biden with this kind of stuff, because the records speak for itself. I also think it's great the president is doing these daily coronavirus briefings again. I think it's really smart strategy of the White House to do that. Hogan Gidley, always a pleasure having you on. Come back soon. National Press Secretary for the president's reelection campaign. Thanks, Hogan.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.